Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. As always, thankful, grateful, and truly blessed to be awake and up with you this morning as we move forward through the Word of God. And it is a great word this morning. God is in the midst, and I can tell you this. He lets us know who his son is. You know, he didn't fiddle around, kind of say it, kind of, sort of. He said, this is my beloved son. Hear him. Hear him. The Lord wants us to hear. His son is our Savior. This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Hear him. That's God's word, not mine, not even Jesus, not the Holy Spirit, but God. God speaking through us to his children. This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Hear him. We got to listen to the Holy Spirit for the voice of Jesus speaking to us today. We have to do what's right. Do what's right. Then you don't have to look behind your back to see if somebody is after you because you did them wrong. You don't have to worry about he said, she said, because you know you've done what's right. We got to do what's right. In all things, do what's right. The Lord loves his children, and we are his. We have been adopted into the family, and as family members, we got to act like it. Be well pleased with us, too. I want him to say, this is my daughter. In her, I am well pleased. Hear her. So let's get into the word this morning, for I am so excited. We are starting a new book of the Bible. Yay! Y'all didn't get all excited like I just did. Yay, we're starting a new book of the Bible. We are starting the book of Exodus. Ooh. And the only thing I can say is, Lord, deliver me. Hallelujah. Andrea, what is it, Andrea Johnson? Our sister can sing. And I tell you this, her and Donna Lawrence tore that song up. This is my Exodus. Lord, deliver me. We got to have a deliver me in our spirit. We all go through. None of us are perfect. We all go through. And we need a deliver me in our spirit. And we want the Lord to be well with our work. Because there is only two gates. The narrow gate and the wide gate. Which gate are you wanting to go through? Just something to think about this morning. I have a sister in Christ, and she and her husband every morning take the time to send out a scripture a day. And the word today dealt with wisdom. And I just want to share that scripture with you. And then we're going to get into our word after prayer. But the word is wisdom. Respect and obey the Lord. This is the beginning of knowledge. Only a fool rejects wisdom and good advice. Proverbs 1:17, and it's from the CEV Bible. And I just say that is a word that we should understand. We got to get wisdom. We got to understand that wisdom. Respect and obey the Lord. This is the beginning of knowledge. Only a fool rejects wisdom and good advice. You know, there are days that you wish you had someone, a mom or a dad or an aunt, an uncle or somebody, father, sister, brother, cousin and friend of everybody. You wish you had somebody in your life to speak to you, to say, you know, you're not by yourself. Let me impart a little bit of wisdom about being here or being there or doing this or doing that. We need wisdom. So I thank Valerie for the word. I think she and her husband, Matt and Valerie House are the ones that send this out. And I tell you, it is a great word every morning, and I do appreciate it. You know, I don't always read every morning because I'm reading the word, but I will go back and kind of look over what they've sent out, and it always is when I need it, I get the word that I need. Just like Sister Carolyn sends us the word, Valerie and Matt send me a word every morning. And so I just want to do a quick shout out to Valerie and Matt House. Thank you so much for what you do for the kingdom of God. And if anyone is out there, another shout out to Beth Moore, who is just speaking truth to power. I love me some Beth. And I just wanted to give her a shout out to know that we are listening. We are reading your tweets, and they are good. So doing my shout out this morning, thanking God for each of you, thanking God, as always, for my pastors, Paul and Jesse Herring. If you are in Springfield, Illinois, and you do not have a church home, please come join us at the Table of Life Ministries at 2600 South 5th Street. And I tell you, you won't miss us. We're that cute church that sits right on the corner of 5th and Bryn Mawr. And we have that big old beautiful red cross right in the stained glass of our church. So you can't miss us. We're on the corner. You can't get to the interstate if you're coming down 5th Street without passing us. And we ask you to just, instead of pass us, stop on by. We have church service every Sunday, 11 o'clock. We have a Bible study, bring it to the table, every Monday at 6:30 p.m. We have prayer every Tuesday at 5 o'clock. This is Jesus asking you, pray for me or pray with me. You know, we have prayer every Tuesday, 1 hour. Can you pray for an hour? So if you get a chance and want to pray for that hour, come join us from 5 to 6 on Tuesdays at 5 o'clock. Grace, come on now. And then Thursdays are our midweek service instead of Wednesdays. And our Thursday service starts at 6:30. And it also is Bible study. So thank you so very much. And my ministry, if you would like to join me anytime, is Women Faith Ministries. And we meet every first Saturday at 11 o'clock for the day. And I thank you all for moving forward with me, which is every morning except Saturday, Sunday through Friday, 7 o'clock a.m. Central Standard Time. We move forward through the Word of God. It's Bible study because we believe in Bible, believe we are Bible believing, Bible teaching ministry. And I always say, please find one. If I'm not the one for you, find one that is, that you are reading, listening, hearing the word, and living the word. So thank you so much. Church announcements are over. Let's get into the word. Father God in heaven, we are so very grateful. We are so very thankful that you sent your son to us, that you sent the Savior to us. You sent a part of yourself to us to help us, oh God. We are thankful today for Jesus Christ, our Savior. Thankful that he left the Holy Spirit to guide us and lead us so we can hear your voice and hear the voice of your son. Lord God, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart are acceptable in your sight. For Lord God, you are my strength and you are my redeemer. And I cannot do this without you. Father God, I ask you to increase as I decrease. I ask you, Lord God, to guide me and lead me, that all things will work for my good. And I thank you, Father God, for watching over me in the midst of danger, in the midst of things that were beyond my control. I thank you, Lord, for just listening to the prayers of righteous. And when I called on the name of Jesus, you heard me. And it is in his name I pray every day, thanking you, loving you, and appreciating you as my Father God. Lead me and guide me, Lord, and that I do it for the best betterment of your kingdom. Remove all flesh, Lord, and replace it with you. Amen. Yesterday, I asked you all to pray for me as I had to go to work. And all I can say is thank you. You may have saved my life. On my way to work, I hit a slick patch near a stoplight, and I started to slide into a pole, the pole that holds one of the lights up. And I was going toward that pole, sliding, and all I heard was turn left. And I turned the wheel of my car left, missed the pole, did a total 360. I went from one lane to the other lane, and God even had a red light that not one car was coming. And so I just did a full slide into the other lane, and all I had to do was just go straight. I went straight, did a corner, and came back up the street and thanked God for your prayers. Thank God that he heard the name of Jesus come out of my lips. And I felt the angels of heaven turn my car. So I didn't hit a pole. Cars weren't coming. It was just like a slide and a turn. And I am grateful to be here with you this morning. So I'm not just saying that, I mean it. I am so grateful to be with you this morning. We never know when our time is coming, which is why we need to live every day to the full, every day with a hope in your heart and a pep in your step, knowing that you are a child of God and he will deliver you. He will guide you. He will take you where you need to go. So I thank you all this morning for your prayers on yesterday. I thank you for your prayers that you pray over this ministry. And you know who you are, prayer warrior. Above all, I thank God for hearing me and protecting me and saving me in what could have been a very bad accident, because I could not stop. I could not put on brakes. I couldn't do anything but slide. So I am grateful that God, you all, but praying for me, continue praying for this ministry, that somebody who needs to hear the word of God will hear it. So let's get started. Exodus chapter 1, verse 1. Now these are the names of the children of Israel who came to Egypt. Each man and his household came with Jacob, Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Benjamin, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher. All those who were descendants of Jacob were 70 persons, but Joseph was in Egypt already. And Joseph died, all his brothers and all that generation. But the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly, multiplied and grew exceedingly mighty, and the land was filled with them. Now there arose a new king over Egypt who did not know Joseph. And he said to his people, "Look, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we. Come, let us deal shrewdly with them, lest they multiply and it happen in the event of war, that they also join our enemies and fight against us. And so go up out of the land. Therefore, they set taskmasters over them to afflict them with their burdens. And they built for Pharaoh supply cities, Pithom and Ramesses. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew. And they were in dread of the children of Israel. So the Egyptians made the children of Israel serve with rigor. They made their lives bitter with hard bondage in mortar and brick and in all manner of service in the field. All their service in which they made them serve was with rigor. And the king of Egypt spoke to the Hebrew midwife, of whom the name of one was Japharah, and the name of the other Puah. And he said, when you do the duties of a midwife for the Hebrew women and see them on the birth stool, if it is a son, then you shall kill him. But if it's a daughter, then she shall live. But the midwives feared God and did not do as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the male children alive. So the king of Egypt called for the midwives and said to them, why have you done this thing and saved the male children alive? And the midwives said to Pharaoh, because the Hebrew women are not like the Egyptian women, but they are lively and give birth before the midwives come to them. Therefore God dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and grew very mighty. And so it was, because the midwives feared God, that he provided households for them. So Pharaoh commanded all his people, saying, every son who is born you shall cast into the river, and every daughter you shall save alive. Wow. In other words, if you have a son, you are supposed to kill it. Every son who is born, you shall cast into the river. That's some harsh, evil stuff. And a man of the house of Levi went and took as wife a daughter of Levi. So the woman conceived and bore a son, and when she saw that he was a beautiful child, she hid him 3 months. But when she could no longer hide him, she took an ark of bulrushes for him and dabbed it with asphalt and pitch, put the child in it and laid it in the reed by the river's bank. And his sister stood afar off to know what would be done to him. Then the daughter of Pharaoh came down to bathe at the river, and her maidens walked along the riverside. And when she saw the ark among the reeds, she sent her maid to get it. And when she opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the baby wept. So she had compassion on him and said, this is one of the Hebrews' children. Then his sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, shall I go and call a nurse for you from the Hebrew women, that she may nurse a child for you? And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, go. So the maiden went and called the child's mother. Then Pharaoh's daughter said to her, take this child away and nurse him for me, and I will give you your wages. So the woman took the child and nursed him, and the child grew, and she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. So she called his name Moses, saying, because I drew him out of the water. Now you talk about favor. You're going to put your baby in an ark. You're going to put him in the reed. Pharaoh's daughter, God sent her. It finds your baby. And again, what did it say? Beautiful. She saw this beautiful baby and said, I'm keeping him. And then, wait, hold it. His sister, this little girl just seemed to come out of nowhere. It's like, hey, I know somebody that can nurse him for you. And mom gets to not only get paid, but keep her baby too for a while. Because she knows her baby is special. He was a beautiful baby. I love that word. And then it goes on to tell us. Now it came to pass in those days when Moses was grown that he went out to his brethren and looked at their burden. And he saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his brothers, so in that way. And when he saw no one, he killed the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. And when we went, and when he went out the second day, behold, two Hebrew men were fighting. And he said to the one who did the wrong, why are you striking your companion? Then he said, who made you a prince and a judge over us? Do you intend to kill me as you killed the Egyptian? So Moses feared and said, surely this thing is known. When Pharaoh heard of this matter, he sought to kill Moses. But Moses fled from the face of Pharaoh and dwelt in the land of Midian. And he sat down by a well. Now the priest of Midian had seven daughters, and they came and drew water, and they filled the trough to water their father's flock. Then the shepherds came and drove them away, but Moses stood up and helped them and watered their flock. When they came to Reuel, their father, he said, how is it that you have come so soon today? And they said, an Egyptian delivered us from the hand of the shepherds, and he also drew enough water for us and watered the flock. So he said to his daughters, and where is he? Why is it that you have left that man? Call him that he may eat bread. Then Moses was content to live with the man, and he gave Zipporah, his daughter, to Moses, and she bore him a son. He called his name Gershom, for he said, I have been a stranger in a foreign land. Now it happened in the process of time that the Egypt died. Then the children of Israel groaned because of the bondage, and they cried out. And their cries came up to God because of the bondage. So God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham and Isaac and with Jacob. And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God acknowledged them. God does not forget us. He doesn't forget his promises to us. He does not forget us. He loves us like that. And this is what the word says, life examples. And for those that are just joining this moving forward experience, I am coming out of the Charles F. Stanley Life Principles Daily Bible for this year. And there are some times that I will come out of other Bibles when God tells me to. But out of this Bible, he always has a life lesson, or he'll have a life question where he'll ask you the question. And so with this word, we understand and acknowledge that God is in control. But I love the fact that Dr. Stanley, he'll take a scripture and he'll give you a little bit more in-depthness to it. You know, sometimes God will give me a word, but pretty much if I say life lessons, I am always repeating what is in the word that I have from Dr. Charles Stanley. And honestly, I will tell anybody, another church announcement, if you have opportunity to get this Bible, you need to get it. It is that good. It is a great Bible to have in your biblical arsenal of scripture, especially when you're doing Bible study. It is great to have this word for Bible study. It's a good word. It's a great word. And I say this, it is a right on time word for all of us. So let's get into some life lessons. Moses, God's pattern for success. Exodus chapter 1, verses 22 to chapter 2, verse 25. One of the greatest differences between the world's message about success and God's is this. The world seeks a single formula to produce one set of results for all people, while God's plan is far more creative, far more individualized, and far more personal. Take Moses, for example. From all visible indications, he was doomed even before he was born because Pharaoh's decree to kill all the Hebrew babies, boys, from plans. And he causes Moses to be unique, positioned to be the deliverer of Israel, Exodus 2 and 10. Still, Moses had no vision for success as he grew up, even though as an adopted son of Pharaoh, he enjoyed a certain degree of privilege. After murdering an Egyptian, however, he ran for his life and then spent 40 years tending sheep. But one day, the Lord revealed himself to Moses and gave him a specific life mission. Many of us go through difficult and even devastating experiences. and then one day come face to face with the reality of God. Is this the pattern that God seems to be implementing in your life? If so, stick with this plan. Regardless of how unorthodox it may seem, the promised land lies in that direction. And I just say this came about this blog talk. I had started doing ministry. I had been called. I had accepted. I was working in the church. I was doing all I was supposed to do. But I knew that there was something more. And I just have to, again, I'm shouting out this morning. Shout out Pastor Frederick Wilson, the third, pew three. He's just awesome man of God. You know, Pastor Few, I just shout out to you. And Morning Glory family, all I can say is thank you. I started working in Morning Glory, morning worship, and it started me on my way to doing what I'm doing now. I just thank God for men and women of God who have come into my life, who God has used to guide me and lead me, you know, from my pastor, Jesse Herring, as well as the prophetess Diane Shaw, awesome woman of God, who introduced me to Blog Talk Radio. My very first show was through Diane Grimble Ministries, now Prophetess Shaw. The ministry, I did a Saturday night show called New Beginnings and call-in show. And thank God for Prophetess Diane and so many others that called in and that were a part of that show. Then God called me to do this moving forward, which was a call-in show when we first started. But because of my schedule, I cannot do call-in right now. But I'm not going to say that we will not go back to being a call-in show. Call in and still push the number one, and I will still let you speak. But we're not a primary call-in show. We're primarily Bible study. So if you have something in a word that God puts on your heart, push the number one, your line will be open. So the next life lesson from Exodus is the midwives feared God and did not do as the king of Egypt commanded them. When we fear God more than we fear anyone or anything else, God can do mighty things through us. Also, God blessed the midwives for their courageous action. He also always blesses wholehearted obedience. We have to be obedient to God, and he blesses your obedience. Life lesson, Exodus chapter 2, verse 10. She brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. The Lord delights in taking the evil of men and using it for good. Here God took an Egyptian edict meant to kill Hebrew boys and used it to rear a Hebrew deliverer in Pharaoh's own household. Wow. Won't he do it? Yes, he will. Exodus chapter 2, verse 23. They cried out of the bondage. God heard the cries and groans of the enslaved Hebrews and moved to act for their deliverance long before they knew anything about it. God is at work on our behalf, even when he appears silent. Even when he appears silent, God is at work. And our psalm for this morning is Psalm chapter 15, verses 1 through 5. And it says, Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle? Who may dwell in your holy hill? He who walks uprightly and works righteousness and speaks the truth in his heart. He who does not backbite with his tongue, nor does evil to his neighbor, nor does he take up a reproach against his friend, in whose eyes a vile person is despised, but he honors those who fear the Lord. He who swears to his own heart and does not change. He who does not put out his money as usury, nor does he take a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things shall never be moved. You know, when I read that, I think, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree planted by the water, I shall not be moved. We cannot allow the enemy to move us off our square. We got to stay in place for the Lord. And it says, let your eyes look. Our proverb for this morning, Proverbs 4, chapter 4, verses 25 through 27. And I do have a life lesson for that. It says, let your eyes look straight ahead and your eyelids look right before you. Ponder the path of your feet and let all your ways be established. Do not turn to the right or the left. Remove your foot from evil. Don't get off your square. Following after every Tom, Dick, and Harry. Don't get off your square. Following after every Jane, Susie, and Sally. We got to square. We got to know. It says in our life lesson, Proverbs 4:26, ponder the path of your feet. You got to ponder where you're going. Says sometimes we fall into sin, not because we plan to, but because we aren't looking where we are going. God calls us to stay spiritually alert at all times, and that includes taking regular inventory of our life direction. We got to inventory what we do, how we do it, where we going, and what we want to do with our life. As for me and my house, I want to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord is our light and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? We don't fear anything, because we know that the Lord is the strength of our life. And who shall we be afraid? We should not be afraid. We should walk together, for we are family. Let's get into our New Testament word, which is the title of our lesson today. This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. And the Lord says, Jesus is speaking. Hallelujah. Hear him. We got to listen for the voice of the Savior. We got to know who we belong to. And we are children of the Most High God. So I thank God. I thank God. I thank God every day for his son, our Savior, who loved us so much that he gave his life for us. Praise the Lord. And the word of God in Matthew chapter 17 says, now after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, led them up on a high mountain by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with him. Then Peter answered and said to Jesus, Lord, good for us to be here. If you wish, let us make here three tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and suddenly a voice came out of the cloud saying, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were greatly afraid. But Jesus came and touched them and said, arise and do not be afraid. When they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. Now as they came down from the mountain, Jesus commanded them, saying, tell the vision to no one until the Son of Man is risen from the dead. And his disciples asked him, saying, why then do the scribes say that Elijah must come first? Jesus answered and said to them, indeed, Elijah is coming first and will restore all things. But I say to you that Elijah has come already, and they did not know him, but did to him whatever they wished. Likewise, the Son of Man is also about to suffer at their hands. Then the disciples understood that he spoke to them of John the Baptist. And I'm sitting here getting all teary-eyed because you think that you holler and you pray for something, and then it comes and you treat it like it's dirt. God sent John the Baptist to preach the good news of the coming Savior. And what do? They kill them. Erotic dance. Herod killed John. And then you want to say that you want to ask him and his sister-in-law, wife, adulterous relationship, was it worth it? Was it worth taking the life of the modern day Elijah for your own gratification because you knew he was doing wrong under God and under man? And then Jesus said, and when they had come to the multitude, a man came to him, kneeling down to him, saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is an epileptic and suffers severely, for he often falls into the fire, often into the water. So I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him here to me. And Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, why could we not cast it out? So Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief. For assuredly I say to you, if you have faith, that word faith, that's my word. I live on it. I breathe on it. I trust that I must have it. Faith that my daddy God is always with me. Faith that my daddy God will keep me from dying in a car accident. Faith that my daddy God is watching over me and has his angels surrounding me at everywhere I go. Faith that all things are working for my good. Faith that my daddy God has got this all under control. I have to have faith. I can't live without it. Hallelujah. I'll tell y'all, this word filled me up. And it goes on to say, so Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, for surely I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. Hallelujah. However, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. There's something we cannot get out. Say it again. We have to pray and you have to fast. I'm on a fast right now, and I tell you something. God is taking me to another place, a higher level through this fast, and I am so thankful. I am so thankful to be a child of God. I am just grateful. And as we go on in this word, it says, now while they were staying in Galilee, Jesus said to them, the Son of Man is about to be betrayed into the hands of men, and they will kill him. And the third day, he will be raised up. And they were exceedingly sorrowful. When they had come to Capernaum, those who received the temple tax came to Peter and said, does your teacher not pay the temple tax? He said, yes. And when he had come into the house, Jesus anticipated him, saying, what do you think, Simon? From whom do the kings of the earth take customs or taxes from? Their sons are from strangers. Peter said to him, from strangers. Jesus said to him, then the sons are free. Nevertheless, lest we offend them, go to the sea, cast in a hook, and take the fish that comes up first. And when you have opened his mouth, you will find a piece of money. Take that and give it to them for me and you. Wow. Wow. It didn't take anything for Jesus to just go and do what he did. He said, just go. Hook a fish. Open it. All you need. Everything you need is right there. All of it. Right there. Everything you need, all right there for you. Don't have to worry about it. Don't have to do anything about it for you. Just do what you got to do. Go where you got to go. Handle your business. Just handle it. All there. All good. Everything. Just handle it. The Lord wants us to handle our business and do what we need to do for Him. Time, God, is good. Come on now. Grateful, thankful, and truly blessed to be a child of God. I'm filled up. Can't help myself. I am filled up this morning. And then it goes on to say, some life lessons for today is this. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear Him. Matthew chapter 17, verse 5. At both the baptism of Jesus and the transfiguration, God the Father publicly declared His great pleasure in His only Son, Jesus. Jesus speaks for the Father, and we are to obey Him as we obey the Father. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 17:17. O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Jesus expects us to grow in our faith, our trust in Him, on Him, to help us overcome difficulties and surmount challenges. He is not pleased with stagnant faith. I love that word. He is not pleased with stagnant faith. He's not pleased with stagnant faith. In other words, we got to keep growing. We got to get better. We got to do better. We got to know who we belong to. We belong to the Most High God. We are His children. We are the sons and daughters of God. And we want Him to say about us, I am well pleased. Hear Him, hear her, hear them. I want my Daddy God to be pleased with me. I know I'm not perfect, but I do try my best to get better. And that's what we want to do, get better. Get better for God. Get better for each other. Treat each other the way we want to be treated. Love. Love. Live and laugh. I live, love, and laugh. I laugh, love, and live. We got to do it all. We got to have them L's in our life. We got to live a life of faith. We got to love each other as God loves us, and we got to have joy in our heart. We got to laugh. There's nothing wrong with laughter. There's nothing wrong with being joyous, because the Lord told us in Ecclesiastes, there's a time for everything. There's a time for everything. A time for everything. And this is your time. To walk in faith, to live the way God has called you to live, to do your assignment. Whatever your assignment may be, do it to the best of your ability. And always, in everything you do, keep God first. Let Him be the joy of your heart. Let Him be the joy of your life. Let Him be your absolute everything. But the Word tells us again, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, for the voice of Jesus. Let us listen for His word. For He is always with us and always in charge. So that's all I have this morning. I have a few words from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn. I wasn't able to get her word out yesterday, because I needed to get out early. Thanking God I did, and all was good. Thanking God for each and every one of you that listen online, that listen on at 213-943-3597 is our call-in number that you can also listen in on. So if you are just wanting to hear the lesson, you can always call 213-943-3597. 1-800-273-8897 and you will be connected into the show. So I am so grateful this morning to be with you and to speak with you. And I just have one more thing for you this morning, and it is a word from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn. And I have three words. I have Sunday, Monday, and today's word. And Sunday's word was just a psalm. And it was not just a psalm. It was a psalm. And it says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Can I say that again? Delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Psalms 37:4. What a word. What a good word this morning. And then our next word for yesterday was this. Good morning. You cannot look forward and behind at the same time. Focus. Stay focused on what is ahead. Have a moving on Monday. And I am grateful to God, thanking him that I had to look forward and not behind, that I had to continue moving in the direction that God said move in. When you slide, slide in the direction that God tells you, and you will be made straight. Hallelujah. And the word for this morning is this. One of the best ways to get on your feet is to first get on your knees. Hallelujah. And I'm going to read that one again because that's a today word. That's a tomorrow word. That was a yesterday word. That's an all-day word. We got to know. Come on now. The best way to stay on your feet is first to get on your knees. And I love the word she says, have a tell it to God Tuesday. So family, have a tell it to God Tuesday. Have a tell it to God every day. But God is in control and he loves us. You are beloved by God. Moses was beloved by God. His mighty and awesome son, our Savior, was beloved by our Father God. And I say this to you. Each and every one of you are beloved by our Father God. If there is anyone that would like to speak this morning, please call 213-943-3597. And we have a call.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Mother, how are you this morning?
Mother, how are you this morning?
Mother Rita, your line is open.
Mother Rita, your line is open.
Good morning, Minister Bridger. How are you?
I am blessed, Mother. How are you?
I am blessed, Mother. How are you?
Oh, yes. We're blessed by the best. I thank God for you being on the line every day that you be on here. And I try to get on here. Well, I do. And like some Saturdays, I mean, that you don't be on. But I just thank God that he continued to strengthen you, multiply you in every good way, give you what you stand in the need of every day to do his works. But I just thank God for you. Oh, it's just a pleasure and a joy to listen to you every day when you know do be on this line. So I just thank God for you. Just thank God for you.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
you and I love you too.
And for those that are listening, you hear this little cry in the background. I am babysitting this morning and my grandson is here. And he wanted to be on the red hill.
And he wanted to be on the red hill.
You all.
Thank you all.
Be blessed. Mother Rita, I love you. And you are
always
in my prayer. So be blessed, my mother.
Be blessed, mother.
All of you that are listening, I thank you because
I know,
Mother Rita, you were someone that was praying for me yesterday, and I appreciate it. I'm here today.
I'm here today.
Your prayers.
Yes, Lord, be thanking. Thanking, thanking.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
So that is all we have for this morning. Actually, we have one more caller, and that is Evangelist. Good morning. How are you, Evangelist Shannon?
Good morning. Good morning. Praise the Lord, Sister Chaplain Bridget. God is truly a good God. He's a good God every day. And I remember that prayer, praying, asking God for there to be no cars on the road. And God truly answered that prayer on that morning. He is a great God. He is truly an awesome God, and he's worthy to be praised. So I just want to thank you for opening the show on this morning, that God woke you up early, that you may speak his word each and every day, that he is maturing you and lifting you to higher heights and deeper depth and breadth in the spiritual realm, and also in, hallelujah, godly wisdom and knowledge of his word, that you are in agreement. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory to God. In agreement. In agreement with the call of God, the word of God, and his purpose and his plan that he has up over your life that he has given you on today. But today is the day that the Lord has made, and truly
we shall rejoice and be glad in it all across the nation, all across the globe.
Every ear that has an ear to hear, thus saith the Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus over him on this day. That's
Amen.
All I have. God bless you.
Amen. I believe we've been prayed out, but I say, as we say every day, to my sisters, to my mothers, to all those that are listening in, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from each other. In Jesus' precious and holy name, I pray over you and yours. Have a blessed and glorious day in the Lord. And as Sister Carolyn said this morning, and we got to keep that word in our heart, for God is always in control. But the best thing, one of the best ways to get on your feet, hallelujah, is to first get on your knees. Have a Tell It to God Tuesday, family. Thank you all that pray. Keep praying for our nation. Keep praying for our president and vice president. Pray that God will take control and people will allow God to lead. But we want to say, not just in word, but in truth, in God we trust. Have a blessed day, family. Keep trusting in God. Don't worry about it. Get on your knees, because prayer changes things. Prayer changes lives. And I thank God this morning for being able to still be here with you, because yesterday could have been my last day. So I thank God for all of you. Have a blessed day. In Jesus' name, I lift you all up, asking that his blood be poured on you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, that you be filled up with the blood of Jesus, and that all things will work for your good because you trust and believe in him. Have a blessed day, family. As we say on Moving Forward, right, Minister Shannon, we are always willing, ready, available, and presently praying for each of you. Can you say it with Miss Janet? It is a wrap.
It is a wrap.
It's a wrap. Love you all. Be blessed.
Wrap.
It's a wrap.